from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's time to check in with Atlanta United and Atlanta Hawks broadcaster Mike Conti.
Slides it forward, a shot, score!
Brought to you by Lindy and the Empower Home Team.
I hope that you're feeling rested, refreshed, all the things that come from a good, solid vacation. Mike, how are you?
I really am, guys, and thank you, and thank you for the nice job you guys did when I was away. And it sounded like the Father's Day event last night was
awesome.
Just awesome.
It was.
So I'm really glad that you two and Abe were a part of that last night. And for all of our winners, congratulations. And I'm sorry I couldn't be there. We were literally landing as you guys were leaving Buckhead Butcher Shop. So I just missed you. But sounds like Chef had a great dinner for you guys. And it was just a great night all around.
Now, tell me, Mike, dude, because you were in wine country and everything like that. Was that your first time? If it was, how was it? And how many bottles did you bring back?
Oh, man.
Well, you know, it's interesting. So I'm working from home this morning because we had to ship all the wine that we got because
right.
It wouldn't fit in our suitcase. Well, someone over the age of 21 has to sign for it. So the UPS guy just came. I just signed for it. I opened the box. I'm like, oh, boy, it's going to take a while to drink all this.
That's all
but yes, it was my first time in Napa Valley. And I would just say for anyone who enjoys wine, appreciates wine, even just a little, it is a very, very worthwhile trip. It was incredible. It was informative. I learned a lot. Just had some unbelievable food. I mean, Randy, you know, you too, Andy, you're a West Coast guy. The food just tastes better when it comes right from the farm on your plate. It just tastes better that way. And, like, even the bad-for-you stuff. Like, Joel Gott, you know the winemaker Joel Gott?
Mm-hmm.
He runs a drive-through burger joint in St. Helena, California.
You know, really? That's smart move.
Yeah, burgers and fries. And you know what? That's the best-tasting drive-through burger I've ever had. So I don't know if it's interesting, but it was a good time. And I'm a little bittersweet to be back because I'm really happy to be back home in Atlanta. But, oh, man. There is nothing quite like Napa Valley, California, and I will definitely be back.
Can I, and look, I mean, you're the boss, you can do whatever you want, but can I just clear it? Like, you're working from home today, so you could sign for a box of wine?
Hell yeah, Mike.
Technically, I'm off today.
Oh, okay.
Technically, I'm off today.
Got it. Hey,
technically, I'm off. Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah. I don't want HR, you know, pinging me when this email is over. Rick Caffey, in fact, our market manager, slapped me on the wrist for doing work from home today.
Okay, good.
So technically, I'm off. But yes, because I'm off, I'm able to talk to you guys from home and also sign for a box of
wine. So you're nice enough. Basically, what you're really saying is you're nice enough to spend some time with us while you're off, which I appreciate. Back at it tomorrow, though, as Atlanta United is off from their break, second half of the season, the Rob Valentino era begins. What are you expecting from the team tomorrow?
I think you're going to see a few subtle changes. A few subtle changes in the way that maybe the movements come about. And I don't think you're going to see anything dramatic. I mean, from a personnel standpoint, you're going to see some changes because Savo Ljubicic is now playing for Poland at the Euros. Bartek Schlieff has been gone. I'm sorry, Saba's for Georgia, Bartek Schlieff for Poland. He's been gone for a while. Yorgos Giakoumakis, I'm not sure you're ever going to see him again with Atlanta United based on the reports that you're hearing. Stian Gregersen's hurt. So you're going to have some personnel changes according to who's absent. But I think there might be, and I'm not positive about this, but I would not be shocked if Rob Valentino maybe tried to implement one or two minor tactical changes, or tactics might not even be the right word, but just minor tweaks to try to put his imprint on this stretch of his Atlanta United stewardship. Rob has a chance to get the job full time if this ends up going well and if the team responds well to him, and I think they will. I think Rob is a very well respected member of this club, very well respected in the locker room, communicates well with players. I did not think that the players gave up on Gonzalo Pineda at any point, and I think if you watch the documentary that the team put out the other day, you saw evidence of that. So it's like I told you guys last week, I'm not sure this is something that coaching and a coaching change is going to fix. I think there's fundamental issues with the players on this team that they've got to dig out of. But now let's see if that new voice in the dressing room and maybe a different idea or two tactically will open things up against Houston tomorrow.
Mike, I know you said you were talking about the guys that are out for tomorrow while playing for their country and everything, but do you think that you might see some different personnel? Even with those guys coming back, different personnel as far as guys that may not have been getting a lot of time, getting time now?
No, I don't think so, Randy. I think they feel really good about their group right now and who's the first team and who's not. One thing that I think stood out to me a little bit over the last couple weeks, and I again, if you watch that documentary, please do, because I think there are some real Easter eggs in that documentary.
Where can people find it?
I think it's on YouTube.
Okay.
I think it's on – thanks, Andy. Thank you for that. I think it's on Atlanta United's YouTube. I retweeted it earlier in the week.
Great.
So if you go to @MikeConti929, you can find it there. But one thing that really stood out to me in the documentary is Dax McCarty and the leadership role that he's trying to take with this team. And I think he's actually played pretty well since Bartek Schlieff has gone to Poland. So is this going to be a situation where Schlieff comes back and maybe he's got to win the job back from McCarty? Randy, that could be one instance, but like I don't think they're going to be playing anyone over Thiago Almada right now. I don't think they're going to be playing anyone over Gregersen and Williams when they're healthy as the center backs. I don't think Brooks Lennon's going to get displaced. I don't think Caleb Wiley's going to get displaced. These are good players that, for whatever reason, they're good players that have just not been able to put the ball in the net.
Yeah, and the guy that's been good at that when he's healthy and on the field likely isn't going to play for the team anymore, as you mentioned earlier, if you believe the reporting, which why wouldn't you? Sounds like Yorgos Giakoumakis is headed to Mexico. Is the replacement for him sort of an in-house committee, or is that something that they can go out and try to deal with in season? Like, how do you try to make up for what you're going to lose with him?
Yeah, I think they're going to have to go in the summer transfer window and find a replacement. Mm. But the summer transfer window doesn't open for Major League Soccer for, I think, another month. So you've got to ride this out now for another month. And I do think in that span, Andy, and again, this is all if the reports are accurate about Giakoumakis, and they certainly seem to be.
Right.
I think you'll see Sean De Silva and Daniel Rios. You might see them both at the same time. I mean, Gonzalo Pineda, I think one of the things that worked a little bit was going to the 5-3-2 against Miami, and they got a win, and they were able to play two up top. Or do they go with a 4-4-1-1 where both of them could play in maybe different roles but still have two strikers up top? And then maybe injuries come into play as well. But I think you're going to see a lot of Jamal Tiare. I think you'll see a lot of Daniel Rios. But they're going to have to sign someone in the summer transfer window. And if the reports are accurate about the amount of money they're getting for Yorgos Giakoumakis, they'll be able to sign a designated player if they want to this summer at striker.
Mike, do you think Boston takes it home tonight, or do you think that, you know, pride kicks in, or maybe Boston.
Luka have a little professional pride,
something
maybe,
like that.
That he didn't.
So I liked what you guys. I liked the road that Andy was going down last segment. Maybe I didn't take my brain pills since I got back from Napa. This is still the same Celtics team that blew like a 34-point lead to the Hawks. I think not that, that long, like in
happened.
March, not that long ago.
That happened.
So the Celtics. This is the one thing, the only thing about the Celtics that have bothered me a little bit this year is they have shown the tendency to get bored.
Yep.
Now, this is a chance to clinch a world championship. I would really hope this would not be boring to them tonight.
Right.
But they have shown a tendency to get bored. And I do think Dallas is too good to get swept. I think Luka's got a statement game coming. I do think the series gets extended tonight. I think Boston closes it down in five at home. But I do think the Dallas Mavericks probably get one tonight.
I think so, too. The more I think about it, I think so, too. I certainly hope so. I'd like the series to go on a little bit longer and maybe find a way to become competitive. Mike, we appreciate the time. Thank
appreciate
you.
It, Mike.
All right, guys. Take care.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.